your girl Anisha, and welcome to For the Love of Anisha podcast. Today's date is September 24th, 2020, on this beautiful Thursday at 6:02 p.m. Ow. So, today's episode, because I got time until my surprise next week. But anyways, I got time to talk about this. Now, this episode is going to make me cry, I think. I think not cry like sad tears. Well, yeah, sad tears and happy tears. Because this time in my life that I'm about to talk about, y'all, was so fucking lit. Let me tell y'all. So, I'm so just about to talk about this because there's some stuff I was going to tell y'all, but I ain't going to tell y'all because then y'all going to be like, little fast ass. I was a little fast ass in high school. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to do anything wrong. My daddy know. That's why he was trying to, that's why I think it was a blessing for me to move with my dad. Okay, let me tell y'all what this episode is about. This episode is about Oakland Technical High School that is located in Oakland, California. You dig? By the Bay Area. You feel me? So, okay. So, let me just start off saying that, I think the reason I love Oakland Tech is because I've seen more people there than when I went to Pinole Valley High School. My ninth grade year, I went to Pinole Valley High School in Pinole. But the good thing is that I met my best friend, LaSonia, there at Pinole Valley High School, and we're still freaking best friends. That's my sister. I love her so much. She gave me my godbaby, Sanaya. But that's the only reason I loved Pinole, because I went there only for my ninth grade year, and I met my best friend. That's still my best friend to this day. Okay, but when my mama told me I was moving with my dad in Oakland, I didn't know what to expect. Let me tell you, because I got family that stay in Oakland and Richmond. Okay, so I was like, what? I don't think I'm gonna be able to fit in with these people, because most people, you know, when you go to elementary school, middle school, and high school, you know, you know people from elementary school. And I didn't know nobody when I got to Oakland Tech my 10th grade year. Nobody. I came in with, like, how you say that? See, I ain't even been drinking no wine yet. I'm drinking some wine tonight, too, because I'm drinking salad. But anyways, so I had, like, basically I left Pinole as an AB student. Okay, like, my GPA when I got to Tech and my counselor, I forgot his name, but I didn't like him. My ninth grade year, I did not like him at Tech. But anyways, when I got to Tech, I was so nervous because I'm like, all these people, they know it. Everybody know each other from elementary school, and I'm just coming in. I don't know nobody in this bitch. But, you know, so at first, my dad was trying to take me, enroll me into Casamont. And Casamont was like right where we were staying at. Well, right where he was staying at, because I wasn't staying there yet. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want to stay right there. He said, oh, your ass want to cut. And I was like, it ain't even that. I said, I don't want to be that close to fucking school. I'm going to be lazy. I'm going to be late every day because I know school is right there. So then, my sister's mom was like, oh, she should go to Skyline. I'm like, Skyline? I said, where that's at? And then my dad was like, oh, that's on top of the hill. He was like, I'm going to have to go drive up there, get her ass and all this. And then she's like, oh, well, have her go to Tech. And he was like, then you go to that school. And they was like going back and forth, whatever, whatever. So I ended up at Tech. Oh, my God. I remember the first day, y'all. I was so nervous. So at this time, was I smoking weed at this time? No, I wasn't smoking weed at this time. I think a couple of, like, months down the road, I started smoking weed. It's not because I went to Tech. It's just, you know, I started talking to somebody that smoked weed. You feel me? So, anyways, I remember my first day at Oakland Tech Technical High School. So that's what it says outside, but we say Tech, right? Oakland Tech. So I remember going inside. I met Miss Williams. I love her. She loved me too, even though I was hella bad. But anyways, I remember walking in like a big ass college, because I was like, y'all sure this high school? And my dad was like, yeah, this Oakland Technical High School. And I was like, this is not no damn high school. That shit is big, okay? But anyways, I'm so proud that I was so proud that I'm a Bulldog, y'all. Bulldog for life, class of 05, baby. But anyways, okay, so I remember walking in, meeting Miss Williams, Mr. Green, and all the other principals, counselors, and everybody, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, I didn't like my counselor from the beginning, but shit, he was my counselor, right? Because I was in the 10th grade. So they was trying to enroll me into classes at the last minute, and it was trying to get me into the health academy, because I was telling my dad at that time, and I still want to do something with health as an adult, but not in a hospital. I mean, eventually go into a hospital, but I want my own business, so eventually. But anyways, I told my dad about stuff I want to do, and he was like, I'm trying to get you in the health academy and all that stuff. So basically, I got in the health academy at the last minute, and I remember that the reason they didn't want to put me in this health academy, because I was going to be with people in the 9th grade. So basically a year younger than me. And I was like, ooh, that's heck of boosty. I'm in the 10th grade with a 9th grade class. They was like, well, you want to be in the health academy, don't you? And I was like, yeah, okay, let's do this. So I was like 05 with the 06. So most people maybe thought I was class of 06, but I wasn't. I was class of 05. But anyways, but the other thing is, I had, was it two classes? I think it was one. My honey bunny, Mrs. Prescott, I had her class, and her class was a bunch of juniors. So I was the only sophomore in that particular period. So I remember that they was like, ooh, yo, you know, your credits is high, your GPA high, blah, blah, blah. We're going to try to get you in the classes that I got in. So most of my classes was my grade level, but Mrs. Prescott class was a junior class, and then the Health Academy class was a freshman class. Okay, cool. So I remember, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. I remember I didn't have no swag. I didn't have nothing. I had no swag. I didn't have nothing. Because you gotta remember, I'm coming from Pinole Valley, and you know, Pinole Valley is like, you know. And at that time, I didn't have no swag, y'all. Like, I looked at a hot mess. Like, I tried to fit in, because, you know, going to school with mostly black people, it's just a speck of Asians, a little sprinkle of white people, but mostly black people. And I'm like, this is a different atmosphere, because, like I said, my mom's from Richmond, my dad's from Oakland, so I had both worlds, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, okay, so I remember my first day, it was after the bell rung, and I had to go to Miss Prescott class. Miss Prescott class was the first period I had, okay? And when I tell you, I was so nervous, because they told me before I went in that class, they was like, you know, this class is like, I forgot what she said, like, mostly athletes take this class. So I was in a class with basketball players, football players, what else, everything, like all the sports. But of course, all of them not in that motherfucking period, but most of them are. So I remember walking in class hecka nervous. Miss Prescott hecka introduced me, and I was like hecka like shy or whatever, and it was like, I was so nervous. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna be sitting by myself or whatever. And then eventually I met this girl. I ain't gonna say no names. The only names I'm gonna say, I said the teacher's names. Yeah, the teacher's and the counselor names. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I ain't gonna say people names, but I met this girl. She from West Oakland. She from the Bottoms. I met her. She was like the first interact person I met at Tech or whatever. And then I start meeting all different kind of people, whatever. So, you know, the year is go by. And the first dude I talked to, I believe he was in my class, but I don't think so. I think it was class of 04. And we started talking or whatever. And y'all already know. meeting him, he was the first dude I started talking to or whatever. Find out that he played football, whatever. We was talking or whatever. And then the girls that I was hanging with, it kind of intertwined with him and his friends, you know. And she was talking to somebody, like, I think she was talking to his friend. And then I was talking to him. And then it was just a lot going on, because I was talking to two people at the same time. Child, I can, you know, good Lord. So the first dude I started talking to, I bet y'all want to know the name, because I know people go listen to this episode to see if I'm going to say some names. I'm going to say his name and start with a D. So his name was his first letter of his initial is a D. I don't think nobody knew that we was talking. Nobody. Even outside of school, like during lunchtime. A little fast. And I was fast at high school. So basically, tech was good. You know, I started getting along with people, seeing people, not nervous no more, you know, being bad, getting sent to the office, being a normal teenager or whatever. So I started talking to this dude. He was the first person I had like sex with and everything from there. And nobody knew, I don't think. I'm trying to think. Did people know? Maybe his best friend knew. But besides his best friend, I don't think nobody didn't know. That's crazy. And then, moving forward in 2020, he's married and have kids and everything. Still fine. But anyways, I ain't gonna disrespect him like that because he married. But he was his first letter his day with a D. So yeah, that was crazy. Nobody didn't know. Wow. Cause I think the reason how we met is because I think I was smoking some weed on my way to school, and we crossed paths because I usually smoke before I go to school. So I was walking from the store down the street from the school, and then I think he was getting a swisher or something, and then we just started chopping up, and he was smoking his blunt, and I was smoking my blunt, blah, 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 and then we was talking, and we eventually, you know, hooked up. Because, see, it was only supposed to be a smoke session. You know, you're supposed to just meet up with people. Y'all smoking, y'all chilling, y'all vibing. But we was chilling and vibing, then ended up having sex or whatever. So I was messing with him. And then, dang, all these... I don't know if I want to say this person. He don't know who I'm talking about him. But anyways, so I was talking to him. And we was chilling or whatever. And I think, what year was that? Was it my 11th grade year? Towards the end of my 10th grade year, me and D just stopped chilling. I think he had gotten a relationship, and I'm respectful of that. And that's what happened with that. So then, I was talking to... So his nickname started with a D. His nickname started with a D, but his real name started with an R. If you know who that person is, you figure it out. So I started talking to him. And then, I don't know what it is. But we started talking or whatever. He asked me, did I want to be in a relationship? And like I tell y'all, I used to smoke so much weed. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't be tripping, blood. Like, I'm going to school. I'm chilling. So this was before Spirit Week. We hooked up or whatever. And he was like, I want you to wear my jersey at the homecoming. I was like, no, everybody in our business. And he was like, well, my niggas know. And I was like, okay, but I don't want everybody in our business. I mean, who knows? Whoever knows, knows. And I didn't want nobody in my business, okay? I just smoke my weed, go to class, do my work, go to lunch, my cut, go have sex, come back to school, do what I do, repeat the same thing, okay? Because I was a real pothead, so I used to smoke a lot of weed. Like, from the time I wake up, because I used to have an A and B period, too. So I had to be to school at 7 o'clock. So I was smoking in the shower, smoking my way to the bus stop. the school bus, the 657 coming from the east. You feel me? 657. Smoke my weed there. Get off the 657. Even if I'm in front of the school. I used to be bad. Smoke weed then. Smoke weed during my cutting period. Smoke weed at lunch. Smoke weed after school. Smoke weed with people. Smoke weed before I go to bed. Like, I used to smoke so much weed. So, I'm like, I don't want nobody in my business. I'm chilling. I don't want nobody. Because I'm like, you might be messing with somebody else. Because at that time, a lot of people was messing with the same athletes. And I for sure knew he might have been messing with somebody. But I was like, I don't want nobody to know. Because he kept telling me, I ain't messing with nobody. You don't want blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nah. He was like, you ain't going to wear my jersey during the homecoming. I said, no. I was like, you can have one of them other chicks wear your jersey, man. I don't want to wear no jersey. I don't want to blow my spot, man. We doing what we doing. Whoever knows, knows. So, Spirit Week was always off the hook at 10 a.m. I was ready. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Like I told y'all, I used to smoke so much weed, so I used to be hecka dancing it. I used to have so much fun at Spirit Week. So, the homecoming came and whatever. And guess what? He had another female wear his jersey, baby. I was like, okay. So, I think that's what propped me. I know this is going to sound scandalous, y'all. But, and then that's when I messed with his partner. And the partner name started with a K. If you know that person, if you know, you know. So I think that's what I was like, K. I'm like, oh, he was telling me I was the only one. I'm stupid. I was like, bitch, you stupid. So then I started messing with the friend. And he found out. And then he found out. And then, he found out, and then, this is like the new year, I think I'm a junior yet? I think I'm a junior now. Now I'm a junior, he's a senior, I think? Was it my sophomore to junior? I think I was a sophomore. Okay, so I wasn't a junior. Because the fall season, I was still in the 10th grade. Oh, class of 02 didn't graduate. So this was in like January, February, or whatever. And because I remember I went to the Silver Bowl. If you don't know what the Silver Bowl is, you ain't from the Bay. So we was playing against Skyline. I do not know what year that was. I was there though at Tech though for sure. It was during football season, and our team was like the fucking, Mac, if you don't know where Mac is, it's in West Oakland, McClimates. Mac was good in football, we was good in football, and Skyline was good at football. That's the other two high schools in Oakland. But we went to the Silver Bowl. I don't know what freaking month that is. I know it's like towards the end, of course. It's like the high school Super Bowl, but it's called Silver Bowl. And I went to the motherfucking Silver Bowl because he invited me, but we wasn't even talking at the time. But he kept asking me to go there and to embarrass me. But he just don't know. I don't give a fuck. So I think he played. I don't remember if he played or not, but whatever. I think he invited me and I still went. And then he was trying to like mess with this female in front of me or whatever. But like I said, I was too motherfucking lit. You feel me? I had smoked some weed, drank some Hennessy. See, y'all was just bad. Fast ass, bad ass girl. Okay? That time, baby, I stepped my wardrobe. I stepped my clothing, you know, my clothes game up, you know. I had whatever shoes was at the time. I had my nails done. I always had my hair done every 2 weeks. I was fly then, so I didn't even fuck. And I had my own weed or whatever. And at this time, I'm not in a relationship. So I'm messing with this older dude outside of the motherfucking high school. So I didn't give a fuck. Okay. And then I think the following week at school, he was trying to talk to me. And it was, I'm the type of person, if we talking, right, I don't want everybody in my business, you know what I'm saying? Even if they not messing with nobody, they just talking to me, I just don't want everybody in my business because I feel like people got so much to say and put their comments in, talk about he did this to Quisha and Cuckoo and whoever, and I just didn't like that. So, he was just so embarrassing. He was just so irritating. Not the dude that started with a K, okay? So, the dude with the K, we only mess around for a little bit. But the dude nickname that started with a D and his real name started with an R. I don't think we put that together. But he just wouldn't leave me alone, y'all. Like, I will be in... Because we didn't have Mrs. Prescott together. I think he had her second or third or whatever. Like, he'll be by my classroom trying to talk to me. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to talk to you no more. Like, don't you know I mess with your partner? And he was like, I knew that. I don't care about that. I still want to mess with you. Blah, 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 blah. I said, dude, go mess with the girl that was wearing your jersey. And at that time, I think I was, I didn't care no more. And then, yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy because he would come by all my classes like a crazy person. And then people would ask me like, oh, you mess with Woo the Woo Woo? Like, this girl came up to me. She thought she was going to check me. And I was just looking at her crazy. That's why I'm glad that time I didn't get into fights at school. I got into fights outside of school with people that don't go to my school. You feel what I'm saying? So at that time, I knew so many people and I was a cool, collected person. If you knew me in high school. You know what I'm saying? I don't come with no drama. Most of the time, I'll be coming to school fucking high or fucking sleepy. I'll be maybe sleeping in the fucking hallway by the stairs. Like, I did not mess with nobody. I sold my little candy, some of my weed. I did what I did and left. Like, it was, I don't like drama. I didn't like drama at the time, especially I smoked my weed. I'm chill, don't fuck at my high though, because then I'm gonna get mad and I'm gonna wanna fight. But I didn't want that rep to be getting suspended. I used to get sent to the office a lot, but I didn't get suspended. Because I was just, sometimes I'd be coming into class hella hard, the teacher like, you got to go. Because you smell like too much weed. And I'll be trying to cover up with that damn motherfucking love spell. If you from, you know what I'm saying, that love spell, baby, that didn't cover shit, because some weed I was smoking was some loud, okay, some motherfucking purple, okay. So I get sent to office for that shit, this day, because I'll be high, man. So this girl trying to come up to me, I remember none of the people I hang with didn't come to school that day, or I was just, I don't know what happened. Maybe they didn't come to school that day, or they went somewhere or something, or I was coming from somewhere by myself, you know. I would hang with the people who I hang with in school and outside of school, but I think that day I was on some, I don't know, maybe I was coming from a dude house or something, or he was dropping me off something, I don't know. But see, I was fast, okay, fast. Fast as Ernisha, but people didn't know that. See, now y'all know. I'm not fast now, okay? Gotta grow up one day, okay? But I think the girl trying to check me, she was like, well, I heard that you messing with Whoopty Woo Woo. Don't you know I wear his jersey? Girl, I was just letting her talk. Okay. And then I said, okay, so what's the problem? She was like, I need you to stop talking to him. I said, first off, you ain't about to check me. I said, you need to check him. Okay. First off. Second off, you're about to fuck up my high. And when you fuck up my high, it's not a good look. So you need to go check him. He be coming to my motherfucking classes trying to talk to me, and I'm trying to not talk to his ass no more. I said, I even slept with his friend. And she was like, what? I said, right. I said, girl, I'm not in a relationship with nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a fuck. So do what you do. I don't care. I know, she was like, damn. I didn't care at that time. I was a fucking player. Like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, girl, I don't care about him. Shit, he definitely don't care about you if he had my motherfucking class trying to get my motherfucking attention. Let me tell you. Okay, I don't want nothing to do with him. He just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. I slept with his friend. I cussed that nigga out. I did all this shit. This nigga keep trying to talk to me, take me out, whatever the fuck. Have sex with me, smoke with me, whatever. I don't want him. So, that was the end of that. And then it was a lot of little drama going around in school. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit. Like, people that was friends. Like, it was a lot of drama within the football community, okay? Let me tell you. Like, it was people that was friends, Then they was like, I did it too. I slept with somebody, but I ain't on no team with them. Because how you gonna sleep with somebody, girlfriend, and you on the same team as them? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you gotta have that person back, or they gotta have your back when y'all in the field playing, trying to get to, you know, that winning number. You know, the winning, you know, trying to win something. It was a lot of drama there, though. And then, too, it was one day, I think the dude, I don't know if he was new or whatever, but if he went to Tech, I don't know what year this was, but I just remember it. This dude, I don't know if he can't, I don't know if he went to our school or whatever. I remember this day, like it was yesterday. This dude rolled up to Tech. We all outside before the bell ring or whatever. You know, everybody chill or whatever, out, you know, in the hallways outside the school, in front of the school stuff. So this is in front of school. I don't know if it was during lunchtime or the beginning of when the bell rings for us to go to class. I think it was maybe lunchtime, but whatever. This dude had a pink motherfucking fur coat. I remember that like it was yesterday. A pink fur coat. He had a pink fur coat, y'all. A pink fur coat. I don't know if it was cold, because I know it wasn't cold. He was just showing off. Excuse me, y'all. I just drank some water. And then I seen this girl. I ain't gonna say her name, because everybody remember this. If you went to Tech and you was out there that time, this girl got jumped, and I felt so bad for her. And her family was around, and she got jumped, and I was like, bro, like, if my cousin, my friend, whatever the case may be, whoever, if I'm seeing her getting their motherfucking ass whooped, now, she wasn't getting her ass whooped, but I'm just saying, she was holding her own, but I'm just saying, to the point that, I don't know. I don't want my family or my friends to lose in a fight. I don't give a fuck. I'm jumping in. I'm about it. It was just a lot of little drama going on. And then, I don't want to bust her out because we cool peoples. But, I ain't going to say her initial. Like, I just didn't say the girl who got jumped. And I was just mad as fuck that her family was all around and they didn't even help her. But anyways, and she got drunk. But she held her own, though. She held her own. But this individual that I was hanging out with, everybody kept telling me that at the time, it's this term called rippers. Like, rippers is like boppers. Like, a person that's half sex with a lot of people, whatever. And, you know, I did not... So, my junior year, I think that's when I got in a relationship with somebody. I got in a relationship with him. His first name is W. I thought that was the love of my life, baby. Okay, I was a year older than him. I say younger. I was a year older than him. We went to gym prom every. I hate. Oh my God, I'm just thinking about that. Oh my God, if you guys have classes 05, I don't think I took any pictures of nobody, just him. I hated that outfit. I hated my hair. I hated the whole thing. Like, oh my God, my junior prom was so horrible. I mean, me and him had a good time, but my outfit was horrible. Oh my God, I didn't have no... Oh, Jesus. I had a wig on. Because it was last minute. Oh, my God. Like, that was so ugly. But anyways. So, I was in a relationship with the dude. His first initial was W. And we was in a relationship or whatever. And then I was hanging around this individual. And then he told me that, you shouldn't be hanging around her because her reputation is bad. And I was like, what you say about that? He was like, they said that she was having sex in the basement. If you went to Oakland Tech, you know what's the basement. The basements have lockers down there. I had a locker down there. Unfortunately, that shit was scary. What the fuck? The basement is where lockers are at and where people will sneak and have sex. Okay. Well, all type of people. Okay. Or, you know, that's a threesome, whatever they doing down there. That was the spot where you won't most likely don't get caught having sex because the security is either, you know, the security for the school is walking around, whatever, whatever. So he was like, yeah, she used to be in a basement with this person. And then I told him, I said, shit, well, I ain't no better. I mean, I ain't never been in no basement with nobody, but shit, I ain't no better. I said, I dated two friends. He was like, man, that ain't nothing. He was like, she fucked everybody. I was like, how do you know? He was like, man, you know, I think at that time, I think he was on the football team. So he was a sophomore. I was a junior. But anyways, he was like, yeah, she be in the basement having sex with this person. I said, how you know you was down there? You was having sex with her? That's how you know she was down there having sex? And he was like, no, I'm just saying, man, don't be hanging around her, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, we cool to this day, and I'm so happy for her. And everything she's doing, she has kids, she getting her life, you know, she got her life together and everything, and we're cool, you know? And I told him, I'm like, well, I said, hanging with a person don't make a person, like, you know, like that. He was like, well, you know, that's how people look at you. So then I kept hanging with her. And then he told me, he was like, man, my people's saying that you still hang with her. I'm like, what people? I said, you don't play on the damn team. He might get two plays, okay? Thinking you on the bench. Who tell you all this? He was like, man, my people telling me you still hang with, don't hang with her. And I was like, okay. So eventually we started, I started like separating myself from her. I mean, we were still cool, but I wasn't hanging with her as much. And I know she was like, damn, like, you know, we cool and stuff. And, you know, we was cool too, but whatever. So that was my junior. My junior year was good. It's just that fucking prom of the fucking dress. Horrible. Good Lord. Horrible. And then it was a lot of people getting pregnant at that time. People younger than me, it was a lot of pregnancy going on in that school. A lot of pregnancy. I was having sex, but I was not getting pregnant, honey. Condoms was my best friend in high school because I was just doing too much. Okay, get my freak out. Get you. But I think we had another, our homecomings used to be so motherfucking lit. And I remember I went to Mac homecoming. That shit was lit too. And then who else homecoming I went to? Did I go to Skyline? Oh, I was trying to go to Skyline homecoming, but I end up meeting with this dude that don't go to my school. We was having relations. He stayed on High Street, child, because Skyline ain't that far from High Street. So if you're from Oakland, you know it ain't that much of a difference. Distance, but I was supposed to go to that Skyline homecoming, but I ended up hooking up with the dude, an older dude I was talking to. He stayed on High Street. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was just, I ain't gonna talk about him because he didn't go to Tech, but child, that's a whole different kind of episode because he was just, ooh, he was a bugaboo too. But I feel like Tech homecomings used to be always lit. Our shit used to be fucking lit. Our football games used to be lit. Basketball games used to be lit, but I think football was more lit. I think that's why I like football more. And then being in the house with my dad, that's all he watched was football and basketball too, because it's a sport, right? But most of the time my dad was like football. So at this time I think I started selling candy and stuff, and then that's when I, you know, started knowing a lot of other people, you know. And it was this girl, I call her Light Bright, and she from West Oakland, her and her sisters and her cousin, they from West Oakland, and her cousin, that's a boy, he's so cool. I mean, when I go to the Bay, I usually, it's crazy, I always run into him all the time. I'm gonna say his name because he is hella cool. TT. TT was so motherfucking. Every time I come to the Bay to this, well, not to this day, but you know, ever since I moved out here to Vegas and I'll be in the traffic, you know, in Oakland or whatever, he usually be with his cousins, you know, the ones that went to Tech, or he be with his cousins, his family. But most of the time he's like, hey girl, what's up? What you doing? Bye, 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 bye. He cool. I'm gonna say, I have to say his name because he was a cool individual to me. I don't know about everybody else. Everybody got, You know what I'm saying? But his cousin was selling candy and stuff. And I remember we was in math class and I told her, you know, I'm a type of person, I'm a stand up female. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no hater. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you know. You know, it's just like, I never sold drugs in my life. Let me just say that. But it's just like, because I mess with drug dealers in my past, you know. It's just like going to somebody else's turf and just selling motherfucking drugs on their turf. You don't do that. You know, you got, it's a respect thing. So, she was selling candy or whatever. And I remember we had math class together and I asked her, I was like, you know, I wanted to let you, ask you, not ask you or tell you, but I don't know what I said. I just said, I think I said, you know, I want to start selling candy too, and I don't want to step on your toes, so is it good? Because I don't want us to, you know, have competition. I don't want us to have no bad blood or nothing. And it's crazy because she was like, girl, this is my life. She said, girl, you can start selling your candy or whatever you're about to sell. She said, girl, I was just doing this for whatever she was doing it for something. And she was like, this is my last week doing it. She said, you can take over. And I was like, cool. And I'm like, you sure? I'm like, I don't want to step on your toes or nothing. You know, I'm just trying to get money for, I think I was starting to save up for my senior dress, child, or something. Cause I was like, I gotta come back. Cause I told her, I was like, I'm trying to save up money to get my senior dress, my senior ball dress. And she was like, oh, that's what's up, whatever. And I was like, I didn't want to just start selling candy. And you still selling candy. And we got the same, we only had that class the same, but she be around, you know, and you know, she cool peoples. So she was like, girl, you can sell your candy. She said, you ain't step on my toes. She was like, ain't gonna be no competition. Cause she was like, it is what it is. She was like, it's enough for us to eat. And I was like, but I respect you. She said, it's enough. That's how I knew. Now, most females ain't like that. Okay. And let me tell you, she's a black woman. I was gonna say her name, but I ain't gonna bust her out. I just had to bust her out. If you know TT, you know his cousins. Okay. That went to Tech. They all from West Oakland. But anyways, I respect her. She, at that time, we two black females. Ain't no hating or nothing. Because if she would have been like, no, that ain't cool, you know, blah, blah, blah. I would have respected and be like, okay, it ain't cool. But she was like, girl, it's enough for us. It's enough. When she said it's enough for us all to eat, she was like, girl, she was like, just in case if somebody come after you and sell candy at school, even though we're not supposed to sell it here, you know what I'm saying, supposed to have permission or whatever, she said, I know you ain't gonna hate on them. I'm like, no, even if they don't come up to you, I'm like, even if they don't come up to me like I came up to you, if they start selling candy too, it's enough out here for us to eat. And she, I was like, I respect her, cool peoples, love her. I used to call her Light Bright. Yeah, but TT, her cousin, it seemed like every time I'm in the Bay, I always run into him. I don't know. Maybe he just good energy. He's like, oh, what's up, blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyways, okay, so I started selling candy or whatever. And if you didn't know, now you know. I was selling candy. I was selling Swishers. I was selling Swishers for 50 cents. I was selling my candy for 50 cents, two for a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Or two for a dollar, whatever you got. I need that. So I was making, let me tell you, because I'm a hustler, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, this candy selling, and the, most of the people that I interact with smoke weed behind the donut shop. The donut shop. Oh my God. The next time I go to Oakland, I'm going to the donut shop by Oakland Tech. I wonder if the family still own that place, because that shit's gonna be up. They used to be popping at lunchtime. Bruh, you will have to leave early because that line will be so long. People would be behind the motherfucking donut shop smoking weed, chilling, vibing, shooting dice. And then in front of the donut shop used to be popping. Oh my God, the good old days. You can go there. And then somebody eventually opened another spot across the street. I used to get motherfucking hot motherfucking chips, put my motherfucking hot cheese on there, and put me some jalapenos, bruh. That was, man, I used to get like three of them. And then Boston Market right up the street, you feel me? Oh my God, Oakland Tech was so lit, you guys. If you didn't go Oakland Tech, man, y'all miss history, okay? Because all these spots I just named, it used to be so popping, especially in front of the donut shop. Like, that's where people fall at, you know what I'm saying? Or they'll go up the street by motherfucking Safeway, because that's like technically off school campus, you know what I'm saying? And fight up there, smoke weed up there, go up there, go to Boston Market, get you a sandwich, get you some soup, get you whatever. Because we had off-campus lunch. That shit was lit. But I have to go to the donut shop when I go back to Oakland. I have to. Not right now, okay? I got some stuff going on. I can't leave Nevada now, but I gotta go. Because the last time I've been to Tech, I think it was in 2018. I went up to Tech and I found out that it was hardly no people of color there. It was just a little bit of people. And that they have two campuses, and Miss Williams had moved to the campus by up the street by Safeway. It's like, I think it's right behind Safeway. And I remember seeing her face when she seen me, because she never called me Ernisha. She always called me Miss Duar. And I told them, I was like, oh, is Miss Williams here? And they was like, yeah. And then they was like, who is you? And I was like, Ernisha Dugar. And then, because I was the only Dugar at the school, because I'm telling y'all, when I used to get in trouble, the teacher, when I used to come in the classroom hella high, the teachers would always send me to Miss Williams' office. And at that time, I don't think she was my principal, because we had our own separate principals at Tech. We had four principals for the 9th graders, 10th grade, 11th graders, and 12th graders. I think at that time, I think she wasn't the junior. Was she our principal? No, because I got sent to her in my sophomore year, too. I don't think she was my principal. But anyways, because she wasn't the main principal. She was a principal, you know. But I remember when I went there to see her, and I remember somebody telling me that she had cancer and stuff. I said, oh, I gotta go see her or whatever. And she came out and said, Miss Dugar, I must have kind of teared up. And she was like, what is you doing here? And then I told her, she was like, you gotta come to our games. And I was like, Miss Williams, I moved to Nevada. And she was just, oh my God, I was just so happy to see her, because I heard that she had cancer and stuff, and I just wanted to lay eyes on her and ask her, is she okay? And, you know, she was telling me how the school changed, and how now it's two different campuses, and how the kids, how we was the worst, like, our, like, she said, she was like, what class was you again? I was like, 05. She said, oh, yes. She said from 02 to 06, y'all was bad, but I loved y'all. Oh, and I was just like, oh my God. I said, I have to go. And I was like, I love you, Miss Williams. She was like, I love you, Miss Dugar. She gave me a hug and everything. Miss Williams is such a sweetheart, y'all. Like, she looked me, but, you know, as many times I went to her office, I got on her nerves. I think the more I got on her nerves, the more that she loved me. That's the same thing with Mr. Brooks. If y'all know Mr. Brooks and Mr. Motherfucker O'Keefe at Oakland Tech, y'all legends. I'm telling y'all, them some legends right there, you know. And I had Mr. O'Keefe and I had Mr. Brooks, and I got on Mr. Brooks' nerves because I would come in his class high. I mean, I need to be needing my weed, Mr. Brooks, okay? And I remember I had to go in front of the class. And I forgot what I did my project on, but I remember at the end of the class, he was like, you know, your project was so damn long. And I was like, I said, oh, my bad. He was like, but that's good. You got a B. I said, what? Mr. Prince, don't be playing with me. He said, girl, you better take this B. I was like, okay. And then I was just, and then when I found out they was tight, you know, because Mr. O'Keefe was part of the football team. If you didn't know, now you know. Mr. Brooks liked football, so whatever. And did y'all know Mr. Brooks had a fake leg? I was so late. I was so irritated. Because one day, like I just said, I smoke weed. So I came to class on time this time. He said, oh, Miss Dugar, are you here early? You high? And I was like, nah, Mr. Brooks, man, leave me alone, bro. I sat down, and he was teaching the class. And he seen me observe him as he was walking. He said, girl, what you looking at? You must be looking at me talking. And I was like, nothing. He was like, come see me after class. So I saw him at the class, and he was like, why you kept staring at me? And I was like, Mr. Brooks, they told me you got a fake leg. He said, I do. Y'all, why he raised up his pants leg? not all the way, okay? Like, his pants leg, and showed me, and I was like, Mr. Brooks. And he was like, what, girl? He's like, it looked like it's normal, huh? And I was like, I thought people was lying. He was like, why would they lie? And I was like, because he be hating on you, Mr. Brooks. Oh, Mr. Brooks. And Mr. O'Keefe. Mr. O'Keefe was the nigga, too. I'm telling y'all, like, Oakland Tech was lit. It was fucking lit. But yeah, when he showed me that, I was like, Mr. Brooks, I said, you really got a fake leg? He said, yeah. And I was like, I did not believe him. And he was like, well, now you believe him? I was like, oh my God, Mr. Brooks. See, I gotta go back to Tech. The Tech is, look, let me tell y'all. If y'all ain't been to Tech within, the last time I went to Tech was 2018. Oh my God, not, look, I'm not against no race, but I know for Tech to be mostly people of color, meaning black people. And when I went up there, it felt like I was at Berkeley High. No lie, I'm just keeping it real. I'm sorry. It looked like Berkeley High when I was there. I was like, where this person? Where is this person? Mr. Price! Miss Morrison? Look, I'm Mr. Green. And I forgot my principal that was there was a lady. I forgot her name. But she gave me my diploma when I graduated 05. Man, I'm telling y'all, Tech was so fucking lit, bro. Like, I learned a lot about being around people. All different kind of people. Of course, people was fighting and stuff. And yeah, we was fighting each other, whatever the case might be. But I feel like Oakland Tech will go in the books as the best school ever in my life. And I was so sad the day that we had to go get our diplomas. And I was high too. I was so sad because I'm like, oh my God, this is the best years of my life. Like, I was trying to hook my best friend up with somebody. And it was just a lot going on. A lot of, a little romance. Oh, so meant to tell y'all, so me and the dude that started with a W, his first initial, we was together. Dang, we was together for a minute. I was with him my junior year, my senior year. He met my family and everything. We broke up. I think it was, so we was together in my senior year, but he ended up breaking up with me because it was like a day before my grandma passed away. So we was together 2 years, I guess, or a year, some months, because we started talking at the beginning of my junior year. And yeah, I guess it was a year. He met my family and everything. But anyways, but now he wants your girl back. But I'm like, nah, baby boy. You was my high school boyfriend. But Oakland Tech was, it's history. Like, the games, the fights in the hallway. It's this dude that always will beatbox in the fucking hallway. He's a rapper too. I think his name is Q. I think that's his name. Is it Q? He played basketball. He will always beatbox in the fucking hallway and rap. And then the other athletics. Y'all know what I mean. I haven't drink no wine yet. I swear I'm not drunk. I'm just talking fast. I need to slow down, huh? Or you listening slow. I just remember that time, like, we knew that there was all the people that play, you know, football, basketball, baseball, all the sports. The dudes hang right there by the cooking class. Always. And he will always be box. They always would be rapping, doing hella shit. Because that's the cooking class. Like, I forgot her name too, but it was a cooking class. And then up from her was the health academy class. Like, everybody wanted to be in the health academy. Oh, man. And then my health academy teacher... So my health academy teacher was Mr. DeLayu. Oh my God, Mr. DeLayu, that man is still at Tech, y'all. He's still at Tech eating raw motherfucking onions, okay? I don't know if he's still there to this day, but when I went back to Tech in 2018, he was still there, okay? He was still there eating when I went to go see him. I know I'm talking fast. When I went upstairs, and I asked him, I said, oh, is Mr. Lay, you still here? They was like, yeah, go up to his class. Y'all, it was lunchtime. This dude still eat raw motherfucking onions. I said, Mr. Lay, he looked, he said, Ernie Shadugar.
See, when people know, because I used to come to his class hella hard, so I didn't give a fuck. I needed my weed, okay? I needed my weed, y'all. Shit. He said, Ernisha Dugard, what you up to? I said, Ms. Delay, you still eating raw onions? He started laughing. He said, yeah, nothing hasn't changed, just the year. I was like, boy. I said, Mr. Delay, you know you used to be trying to talk to me right after I come in from lunch. You used to try to talk to me. I said, you know, I was smoking weed, right? He said, Ernisha, I'm old, but I knew you. I'm not dead. I knew you was smoking weed. And I was like, bro, you used to try to mess up my high, huh? He was like, well, you know, onions wake you up. And started laughing. I said, that is not funny, Mr. Delay. Because he will always, y'all, he will... He'll make a... I think my desk was kind of in the front. He won't make a way to come and talk to me with that onion breath. I'm like, bro, you messing up my eye. But I think he did that on purpose. Like you said, trying to wake me up. Because I used to try to fall asleep shit. I got A's and B's and C's in his class. I never got a D or F. Because I'm, you know, I'm a pimp. You know what I'm saying? I hated math. That math teacher... I think it's still there too. I didn't go see him. I forgot his name. But he was a black man. And he had glasses. I hated fucking math. I don't care what motherfucking grade I was. I hated math. That's why I'm glad I had a boyfriend a year younger than me. Because he was doing my own homework. Okay. And because the teacher was like, how did you do your homework? And you got your grades on him. But you can't. See, I got a C in that class. Because, baby, I cheat and everything. Because I hated math. It's like, ugh, I know how to count money. You feel me? But it's just... the shit. And then he used to talk so much. He was black, kind of big, and had glasses on. I don't forgot his name, but that nigga was irritating. Then my favorite teachers of all times at Tech, let me tell you right now. I'm gonna say all the people, my favorite teachers, principals, whatever. So the first person I got introduced was Miss Williams. Then it was the ladies in the attendance office. If you went to Tech, you know it was two different offices. So they had the attendance office across one way on one side. So the attendance office, like right now where I'm sitting at, the attendance office was on my left, and then the principal office and the counselor office was to my right. So the ladies in the attendance office knew me. Miss Williams, Miss Morrison, Mr. Green, and then Mrs. Prescott. Miss Prescott, she loved me because she was like, you was so smart. What you doing in here with these juniors? They stupid. I'll be like, I don't know. She said, you should be somewhere else. You don't need to be in this class. These are some stupid people. She used to get on them. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So one day, okay, I'm gonna get back to my list. I know I'm just off everywhere, but one day, okay, Miss Prescott class, we was taking our Scantron. Oh, Scantrons, y'all. Motherfucking Scantrons. That shit should be so motherfucking annoying. I had to make sure all my motherfucking pencils were sharp because Mrs. Prescott don't want you to get up and down, okay? So I had to make sure my pencils was sharp. Okay, so I want to say his name so bad with his hairy ass, but I ain't gonna bust him out. Just know his name started with an R. And he was a motherfucking junior at the time. Okay, and he played basketball. That's all y'all need to know. Y'all figure it out. Okay, so his butt came in his motherfucking press out class late. First off, knowing that we take our test right when we come in, sit down, take our test. Why this nigga sat in front of me? Okay, I don't mind. I'm taking my test. Whatever. Why he got up? You know, dudes back then used to sag so motherfucking much. This nigga was sagging to the point that everything fell and I saw his hairy butt. I was like, ew. Oh my God. And she was like, pull up your pants. And she says, they pull up his pants. Pull up your pants. You disrespect, disrupting the class. Oh my God, that was so horrible. Let me tell you. I'm gonna go back to naming my favorite people. Let me tell you. Oakland Tech has some fine, let me tell you. Fine men, okay, of all colors. But let me tell you, in this particular class too, I sat by two cousins, okay? I didn't do nothing with them, but they was Cambodian and something else. They both play basketball, Okay, I think they was Cambodian or Filipino. Something, child. They was mixed with something. They was Asian. When I tell y'all, them some fine men, and they both play basketball, and they hella tall, and they always just smell good. I'm like, I gotta talk to one of these. But then, I end up not talking to them. So, y'all, Mrs. Prescott, Mr. Price, Mr. DeLayu, Mr. Brooks, Mr. O'Keefe, those, and I know I'm forgetting some other people, but those was my best teachers, and I always will always be a Bulldog for life, class of 05. Oakland Tech was the best school ever in life, and it's still to this day because we made history. We made the Silver Bowl. A lot of professional athletes came out of that school. Shout out to all of them. I met a lot of different people from all different kind of backgrounds, and it made me love Oakland more. Oh my God, like, I wish I could go back, but you know, we gotta keep moving forward. So I love you guys. Have a beautiful Thursday. Peace.